Hello, 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 Mask Off Crown Honors. This is your host, Kiana D, coming at you with another exciting episode of Mask Off Crowns On. This week, we are talking about Embrace the Start, an episode where we explore the power of taking the first step, even when you feel unprepared. So sit back, relax, and stay tuned as we dive deep into the topic of embracing the start. Welcome back, Mask Off Crown Honors. Again, I am your host, and this is an episode of Mask Off Crowns On. And again, this week we are talking about embracing the start. Being able to start when you don't feel sure, you don't feel quite ready, but yet you have a goal. You have something that you're passionate about that you want to achieve. Trust me, you guys are not alone. We all feel this way sometimes. And anyone who's made it to any type of status will tell you the same thing, that you start from the beginning and you take it one step at a time. Many of us fall into the trap of waiting for the perfect moment, the perfect plan, or the perfect set of skills before taking action. But here's the truth, guys. The perfect moment may never come, and waiting for it is only going to delay your progress. Again, I fully understand, because you all, especially those who have followed my show for a while, you see where I've had to take breaks, again, for my mental and spiritual status, or what health, I should say. And again, every time I've had to do that, is always this uneasiness about coming back, because, again, I'm not all the way there yet. Who am I to, you know, give advice or to, you know, call myself trying to help, you know, others, you know, lead others to healing when I'm still healing myself, right? So all of this plagues my mind. All of this plagues my mind, even as a teacher, and I'm trying my best to educate, you know, the students, and wondering if I'm doing that right. So even as I'm, you know, going from grade to grade, or like this year especially, I've been teaching elementary school for the past 10 plus years. But this year I had to take on the endeavor of teaching middle and high schoolers, which is a whole different dynamic within itself. So that within me, I was nervous. I didn't know if I was yet prepared to take on the responsibility of teaching higher students. But again, I dived into it, and the school year is going very well thus far. So why is it so crucial to start even when you don't feel ready? Let's break that down. The first thing we want to talk about is perfectionism. Perfectionism is the enemy of progress. It's that nagging voice in your head that tells you, or tells me, or tells us that we're not good enough, or that our work isn't perfect. But here's the thing. Nobody starts out perfect. And even those who have been in whatever industry for years upon years are not at the level of perfection. They may have mastered it. They may be well beyond anyone else, but they are not perfect at it, right? Every master was once a beginner. By embracing imperfection and taking that first step, we open up ourselves to growth, learning, and improvement. Each time you start, guys, no matter how many times you get knocked down, you learn something new. You approach the situation differently. You try new things. And that's all a part of the growth process. So by giving yourselves those moments, again, to take a step back or to pause, or if you haven't even started yet, to get out there and just get started, because there are going to be some failing moments, some lesson moments that you're going to have to go through. But you're not going to get to those moments if you never start in the first place. Okay, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come and talk about some tools of how to overcome perfectionism, and then go into some other aspects of embracing the start. So stay tuned. All right, guys, welcome back. Let's dive right on back in. So again, we were talking about perfectionism, and now we're going to talk about some things on how we can overcome that. Okay. So to take that leap of faith is all about shifting our mindset. Instead of focusing on perfection, focus simply on the progress. Celebrate those small victories while learning from the mistakes and keep moving forward one step at a time. Again, mountains did not even create themselves in a day. You know what I'm saying? It took thousands upon thousands of years for valleys and mountains and rivers and all of these aspects of our earth to develop and grow and to change and to shift into the positions that they are in now that we know them as, right? So even as the earth itself had to take time to develop, so do we. Even as the plant has to take time to develop, so do we. We have to take it one step at a time. Again, giving ourselves that grace to fall, to, again, maybe even get embarrassed at times. Because, again, you know people are going to have their opinions, which some of you may say, hey, I don't care, da, da, da. Okay, somewhere back there, you do think about it, even if it's not as much as others, right? So there may be some embarrassment there when you fall or some shame. And those are hurdles that you have to get over as well. And again, I'm just speaking for me. Maybe you don't feel these things when you fall down. However, I do. I feel as if I've, you know, let the world down, let my family down, you know, let God down, you know, for not being where I think I should be or where society has taught us to be. And, you know, all of these parameters in which we have lived. So again, give yourself that grace, allow yourself to be imperfect and beautiful and masterful, and just take it again one step at a time. Okay, so now let's talk about another key aspect of starting when you're, again, not prepared or don't feel like you're ready. Embracing uncertainty. Life is unpredictable, and there will never be a perfect roadmap for success. But that's okay. Embracing uncertainty is a crucial skill on the journey to achieving our goals. It teaches us resilience, adaptability, and the ability to thrive in the face of challenges. Okay? So I think I've discussed this on one of my early episodes, where I used to be afraid of the dark, right? And as I grew up and learned more about myself, I realized it was never the dark itself that scared me, but the unknowing of what's in the dark. Is there anything else in here that's going to be able to get me? Am I safe in this dark place, right? And we all want to feel safe. We all want to feel grounded, you know, connected to where we are, what we're doing, and know that, okay, yeah, this is the right spot. I'm doing it, right? But at the end of the day, all of these goals that we're trying to achieve, it's all in that gray area. It's all in that dark area because we are continuing to build our own roadmap to get there. There is no roadmap for the journey that we must take. Yes, we can learn from counselors and advisors and those who have traveled similar paths. I'm gonna say that again, similar paths. But your path is always and still very much unique to just you. So some things they did on their journey, you may not do. And you guys still may get to, again, a similar journey, not even the exact, you know, same end place. So we must all continue to embrace that uncertainty, embrace the fear of not knowing what's next, not knowing, you know, who we should call, you know, to get to that next, you know, point in within our goals, right? Because as we continue to walk the line, guess what? Connections will come and your inspiration will spread, or somebody will be talking about you in a room that you're not even in and that you have no idea, you know, about. So allow the universe to set things up in order for you as you continue to walk in the uncertainty, as you continue to walk in the darkness. is not walk by faith and not by sight for a reason, you know? So we have to walk through those dark places, even not knowing, you know, what may transition, okay? So when we wait until we feel completely ready, we will miss out on valuable opportunities for growth and learning. So by stepping into the unknown and taking actions despite our fears, we build confidence and momentum that propel us forward on our path of success. So again, each time you fall down and come back stronger and stronger and you continue to pivot and build, again, those connections start coming. Your village will come to you. Your business village will come to you. The village that you need to support your family and you guys, your spiritual life will come to you. Those different aspects of our life, your health community, you have a health village out there somewhere that they're going to cheer you on your health goals. But the village will eventually come to you, and you have to keep trusting in that, and you have to keep walking in that. Okay. So we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back and talk about seizing the moment. Okay. That's going to be the last point I make before I end this episode. So stay tuned. It's not much longer. All right. See you in a bit. All right. So as we finish up our episode, let's talk about one more reason on why you should still start, even if you feel unprepared. And that is to seize the moment. Life is short and waits for no one. If we constantly wait for the perfect moment to start, we risk letting opportunities pass us by. Whether it's pursuing a passion, starting a business, or making a meaningful change in our lives, the time is to start is now. Remember, it's better to look back on a journey filled with risks, failures, and lessons learned than to wonder what could have been if only we would have started sooner. So seize the moment, embrace the uncertainty, and take that first step towards your dreams, people, okay? Because again, you just have to start and allow the path or the journey to take you again, like a river current. Let it flow, let you flow. And as I just said, we never know when we're going to leave. We never know when it's going to be that time for us to take our last breath. And if there truly is going to be a whole rerun of your life in front of your eyes on that other side, and do you really want to look back or think back like, dang, I wish I would have, or dang, I wish I would have called that person to say, or dang, I know I should have been more forgiving too. So yes, now I'm going on to slightly other topics other than business, but these are all goals, whether they're personal goals, relationship goals, business goals. Don't let anything that's on your mind that you want to accomplish and or do, don't let any of it pass you by. So don't forget to tell that loved one that you love them. Don't forget to, again, start that business. Put that flyer out. Get you a business card, an LLC, whatever else you need, okay? If that's your goal. If you want to start a family, again, well, on that note, now that, all you could do is pretty much pray. Make sure you keep yourself open to it, though. You can't be sitting at home talking about, oh, I want me a man, and you ain't going nowhere but to work and to the grocery store. But hey, I can't even say that because you may find him at the grocery store. All right, then now. Anyway, I'm getting a little bit off topic, but no matter where you are in your journey, whether you haven't started yet, you have started, but you fell off, you kind of interrupt, you know, a stalemate situation, get back out there. Keep working on your goals. Keep pursuing your dreams, knowing that one day everything that you have visioned and more is coming to pass. Again, I am your host, Kiana D, and this has been another episode of Mask Off, Crowns On. If you like this episode, please remember to like, share, and subscribe. And as always, talk to you next week. Love you guys. Peace.